Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's time to doom scroll.
You don't know. Could kill
the order of hornets.
Whoopies infected monkeys.
The only news that matters with the most trusted name in the business. This is Headlines with Slim Fast on the Church of Laszlo.
Powered by Brew Brothers at Harris, Kansas City. Now open daily for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Yo! The news. You don't need me to tell you this. It snowed last night. And it snowed a lot of places. And it flooded some places, too. I saw videos out of Houston where there were floods. But there was a big weather winter storm that they told was going to happen, and it did happen, and they say there's another one coming. I don't think the next one's supposed to be so bad for us, though.
Overnight, a severe winter storm unleashing its wrath. Several inches of fast-falling snow dumping all over the East Coast with heavy snow and ice, creating terrifying driving conditions. Traffic brought to a standstill on some major highways. The wintry mess closing schools from Kentucky to Philadelphia. City to city, snowplows working around the clock.
Everybody out there, be safe. No, there's more weather coming.
And guys, we could see a few more tough days as two additional storms are expected in the forecast. It's 18 degrees here, but it feels like zero.
That person, that woman, she was doing that for, I don't know, Good Morning America Today Show, one of those national ones, and she was doing it out of Kansas City. Sure. When they went back to her, it said Kansas City Mo, and she was in front of like Union Station. That's what she was talking about, the weather, 18 degrees and zero. When I saw that, I was like, is it worse out there than I thought? You know what I mean? Like, why is she here? But yeah, it is cold, but the only other snow that I see is there's like some flurries this weekend, and then next Tuesday they're talking about a chance of some snow, but I didn't see anything in the 10-day. I'm no meteorologist, but I didn't see anything in there that was supposed to be bad for us, so other than the fact that it's going to be cold. February's what? It's the 12th. We're almost halfway through it. We got a solid month of this. We probably have a month and a half of crappy weather. But we've got at least a month of kind of this weather. And then a month from now, we can start complaining. But also a month from now, we'll have other stuff to distract us, right? There'll be more stuff going on. I just don't watch basketball. And I don't know that betting on it would be enough for me.
It will, a little bit.
But I'm willing to maybe give it a shot. I don't know. Like, betting on some games, trying to figure out which games I'm actually going to be able to watch that night based on what streaming services I have. I know there used to be a lot on TNT. Now most of them are moving to NBC.
Right, but I think a lot of them are like will be on your streaming services.
The ones that I have.
I see a lot of them are like, and I don't know, people, whatever, but like on Max or whatever. There's games everywhere.
Yeah, yeah. I know Max was keeping some of them, but they said it didn't matter. I'll figure it out.
Tubi, maybe?
Problem is, I still have to, if I see that a game's going to be on, then I still have to, I would have to go back to Kansas to bet and then come back to watch it so I can't. Right, that's what I'm saying. I need to know ahead of time, make sure that it's something that I could actually watch. Mark Fogel, the teacher who was imprisoned in Russia. He's been released. Trump says it was a beautiful deal, not like those previous deals that were made.
This morning, Mark Fogel, free.
I feel like the luckiest man on earth right now.
After 3.5 years wrongfully detained, the U.S. said, in a Russian prison. The American teacher calling President Trump a hero and thanking supporters.
My family has been a force. I think my 95-year-old mother is probably the most dynamic 95-year-old on earth right now.
This morning, the Kremlin says it's in exchange for a Russian prisoner. Earlier, the president not sharing details.
Very fair, very, very fair, very reasonable. Not like deals you've seen over the years. And where somebody else is being released tomorrow.
Okay, very fair. Sorry, not beautiful.
Very, very reasonable.
Very, very fair, very reasonable. Not like deals you've seen in the past. Well, you know, that Fogel guy, I vaguely remember when he went to jail because, or at least I remember him being in jail because of Brittany, I guess. When Brittany Griner, was that her name? When she was in jail there, they would bring up Fogel because he was a school teacher who got arrested for the same thing. He was trying to get into Russia with cannabis. And then he said, like, it's medical. If, you know, I have glaucoma. I don't know. But I just always thought the whole story sounded fishy.
Okay.
So you're a school teacher. You're a history teacher. You're traveling to Russia, and you've got cannabis on you? Like, why are you going to Russia in the first place, and then why is the cannabis on you?
And maybe even if you want to travel and you do that, it just feels like there's things like...
You know not to travel with weed.
Yeah, like, I'm not going to fly... Like, maybe I wouldn't, because I've been in the Middle East, so I didn't love it. Now, but maybe as a tourist, I would think it was different, right? Mm-hmm. But if I fly to Egypt, I'm not going to be like, hey, so, and I put just in case, I put some nudie mags in my backpack.
Yeah.
Like... I don't know what anything would happen, but it seems risky.
Yeah.
Right? Like, why are you putting drugs in your pockets flying into China?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what the laws are in China, but that feels risky.
Feels very risky.
Very risky. And it's not like pot in my pocket flying into Vegas.
Right.
I feel like maybe I get in trouble there. I don't know, but I'm going to be okay.
I think they might still take you to the airport.
I don't want to go to a Russian jail.
No. And this guy supposedly had been teaching in Russia. So I don't remember how long, but the thing was is that he'd gotten a job at a school in Russia. So and then I think he must have left and he was coming back. But I'm just like, okay, so teacher, you get a job in Russia at some point. You teach her for a few years. You come back, what, visit family, get some weed? I'm not sure. I mean, if weed is so illegal there, but you're using it medicinally, how are you getting it if you were living in Russia? You aren't flying. There's just something. Come on, that guy was a spy, wasn't he?
But why has he got weed on him? You don't think there is no weed?
I think there's probably no weed.
Putin was like, we know you're a spy.
That's probably...
And so they said, well, instead of saying he's a spy, we'll say he has weed?
That, something like that, yeah.
You think that's the same thing with...
Detain him for some reason, and then they don't say what
Betty
the reason
Ray
is.
Betty Ray Griner or whatever her name is?
I don't know what the deal was with her. I think, you know, sometimes I think they could just arrest someone who's not a spy, but they want that person because they have some sort of celebrity status.
Right.
And they think we can use this person to negotiate getting some of our people out, which they've done and has worked. Mark Fogel's not a household name. No one knew who he was. So why would they do it with a person like him? That's when I start to lean a little bit towards maybe he wasn't just a teacher.
2,500 pages because you're saying spy and coming up with your own conspiracy theory. 2,500 pages on a JFK thing?
Yeah.
And there is some representative who said now, after reading them or something, she says there's two shooters. Like, what is happening?
I'm very confused by the whole thing because they had specifically said beforehand, there's only X number of pages left that haven't been released. Almost everything's been released, 99.9%. Then they give that number, and it's like, well, that sounds like there was a lot more stuff to be released.
I did look into it a little bit, and there's 5 million pages to begin with.
To begin with, okay.
So that 3,000, 5,000, still, it isn't that much. But I saw this guy who, I guess, studies the JFK tapes or whatever, and he was like, you know, it's not an oh, wow moment yet, because those pages could just be duplicates.
Okay.
But the fact that there's 5,000 pages laying around the FBI says they've never seen before, he's like, you know, if they do say, like, well, this has something to do with Oswald, or he's like, then that'll be the real... Oh, wow, minute. He's like, at this moment, I'm kind of looking at it like, why are you guys, what is it?
Yeah, when will we know? That's the other thing. They were supposed to put out that plan last week to say, this is how we're going to release them, but I never saw if they did. I assume they did, but it's not like everything has been dumped and everyone's talking about it now. I think they're still waiting. Right. And I'm sure they probably gave that information, but I didn't see. So when it is all released, I'm sure that'll be big news.
I saw something about aliens living among us. Did you
No, I don't think I saw anything about aliens.
I thought you would because I saw it. I'm like, oh, he'll tell me about it because like,
it was news that there was aliens.
Yeah, news
among
like
us?
You know, non-human life form interacting with us
on our planet.
Yeah.
Huh? Interesting.
You might want to look into that.
Yeah,
I don't know. Because I literally saw it and didn't click on it.
I saw Trump.
So it could have been from aliantimes.com.
Right.
But I saw it. I was like, oh, he'll know about this.
I did not see that. I did see that Trump asked Elon to go get those astronauts. He's already asked. That was something he asked a long time ago. He posted on Truth Social, I'm going to ask Elon to go get those stranded crew members. And then they had their delays. Because, you know, we're not going to send Boeing. We don't trust Boeing. NASA said they can't go get them. So then it was, okay, we're going to send Elon's crew, SpaceX. But then there was a delay with the SpaceX thing, and so now they've officially said we've got
a
date.
For months, NASA has insisted Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams are not stuck in space. Butch and Sonny launched on a 10-day mission back on June 5th. Their return trip delayed because NASA didn't trust Boeing's troubled Starliner. Instead, they were reassigned to SpaceX Crew 9, staying on station until February. Then Canada Trump called on Elon Musk to bring them home sooner. But then Crew 10's February launch was also delayed. President Trump posting on Truth Social, I have just asked Elon Musk and SpaceX to go get the two brave astronauts. Now NASA and SpaceX say Crew 10 will launch on March 12th.
Okay, a month from today, they will launch to go get those people who have been stranded up there. I saw Trump, you know, I think you heard, but it's just like, imagine being stranded up there. Yeah, so, that's what we're all thinking when we see it. I know they're astronauts, and they signed up to go up there.
Right.
But still, that's a long damn time.
Too long.
And then to have them say, the thing we were going to send, forget about it. We're going to send something else. And then to say that something else is delayed, too. Like,
Elon,
just never ends.
I saw a video. It must have come out quite some time ago, so I'm sure you've already seen it. But it's him and his son and a little kid, and they're taking questions from the press.
Oh, that was last night, yeah.
It just happened last night?
Yeah.
Oh, because why was he talking about we're looking at all this stuff in Pennsylvania?
You talking about the Oval Office?
Well,
I saw
and his son
him
said
in the
we
Oval
do
Office.
We want.
I didn't know his kid was there.
He's wearing the black MAGA
black
hat.
Black MAGA hat, I saw
and
that.
Trump sitting behind the desk in the Oval Office, and his kid's walking around.
Well, no, there's an interview. His kid's on his lap.
Oh, okay. This happened yesterday in the Oval Office.
Did the kid answer some questions?
No, the kid's just kind of running around.
Oh, no. So his kid's on his lap, and this could be from a while ago. People will know, but that he asked some questions, and then the kid's like, he's like, you know, you think we're doing a good job or whatever to his kid, right? And his kid's like, yeah, you know, do this. He's little, man. Mm-hmm. And he goes, and then SpaceX, and then silently we can do whatever we want.
No way.
Yeah.
His kid yesterday in the Oval Office.
Awesome.
When
I mean,
Elon's
awesome.
Talking.
Like that.
Right, amazing.
And Elon just laughing. I'm like, he's literally, the kid's telling you.
Right.
Like, Elon's giving an answer, and this kid walks over to Trump and says, you're not the president, you need to go away.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, I'll
I saw him in the Oval Office. I didn't know that that his kid was there. I saw the black MAGA hat. Lazo, in the clip that you saw,
listen,
was Elon
right
wearing the hat?
Let me see.
No, he wasn't.
Democracy.
Here you go.
To restore democracy.
You're not
the space
president.
Saying, like, well, are we in a democracy? To restore democracy.
You're not the president. You need to go. Is that one of those things, though, where you told me what you were going to say, and now, you know, I can hear it?
What his dad says.
Yeah, no kidding.
I know, but just a kid. Like, I don't know. Who knows? But
I'm not having a kid.
Yeah. And I don't know that it means anything. Like, my kid said some crazy stuff, too. So, who knows? But
it is funny.
It is pretty funny.
The Church of Laszlo.
It's time to doom scroll.
You don't know, could kill
the order of hornets,
corpies infected monkeys.
The only news that matters with the most trusted name in the business. This is Headlines with Slim Fast on the Church of Laszlo.
Powered by Brew Brothers at Harris, Kansas City. Now open daily for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Yo.
Yo.
What's going on?
We're finishing up the news, my man.
That's exciting.
Where are your kids going for spring break this year?
Nowhere that I know of.
When does that start? They tried to sell those trips to my high school, but those might have been senior trips. You didn't go on spring break in high school, right?
Senior. I didn't go. My dad didn't let me.
But so seniors in high school, do
you
go?
It was one of those things where, like, you know, I asked. Like, they weren't strict at all.
Yeah.
You know, like, I could go out on Wednesday nights late. Like, and I was just like, hey, my friends are going to Daytona. I'm going to go. My dad was like, yeah, no, you're not. And it was almost like, well, I didn't really pay attention that much. We got in a lot of fist fights, and I called them names. Like, I was a bad kid. But it was just like, it was obvious to me. Like, there's some fights you can have. And,
he's
like, if
budging.
I was going to leave, I just have to not come back.
Yeah.
Because that's what he would have said. Like, if that would, he would have just been like, well, if you go to Florida, stay there.
Yeah.
I'm like, well,
you know when you hear that first response, right. Sometimes like, all right, they're not moving on this one. It's right. Not, if there's a pause, then it's like, no, I don't think so. Right. Oh, there might be room here.
Yeah, there's
but
no
just
room.
No.
Just like no.
Then forget
I'm like,
it.
Well, maybe I'll go in. I really think he probably just said, well, just stay there then. And I was like, well, damn.
Okay. Well, my brother sold those trips. He worked for one of those companies that sold spring break trips, and I think that's what they. I think it had spring break in the name. I don't remember. He worked for a couple of them, and I remember that company coming to my high school, and my brother being there with some of the people that he worked with. But I think they were selling senior trips. I don't recall.
Think it was senior trips. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't recall people going on spring break in high school. I assume that most of the people on spring break are, I don't know. 21 would be like the most popular age of a spring breaker. 20, college, 19, yeah. I mean, it'd be nice if you're old enough to drink.
Kids, though. But a lot of high school kids go.
I'm sure college freshmen go, and, you know, maybe you can't get into the bars. I don't know how it works. But it used to be these places when it first started becoming a thing back in the, when was it, 60s, 70s, when they first started. There's like that father of spring break. He's old now. He might be dead now. I've seen him on TV before. They talk about those first kids that started doing spring break in Florida. And then over the years, the different places that became popular, and Fort Lauderdale became really popular. Eventually, they got sick of it. They said too many kids, too many drunk kids causing too many problems, and businesses were upset because they're like, can we make a lot of money off those drunk kids? But, you know, of course, just like anything, some people were happy about it, some businesses included. Mm-hmm. And all they had to do to get rid of them really was put a bunch of cops everywhere. And I remember seeing, you can see those old news clips from whenever this was, late 80s, early 90s, just cops everywhere. And kids coming out of bars, and they're looking at those cops like, The cops were serious. And it just wasn't fun, because up to then, there had been this kind of laissez-faire attitude of just letting them do what they wanted. And now it felt like, you know, somebody's watching us all the time. So they stopped. That stopped being the most popular place. I don't know how popular it is now. I don't know what the most popular place is. They act like Miami Beach is, but maybe Miami Beach has just become infamous because of all the trouble that's gone on there the last however many years. And I know they started talking about spring break more when COVID hit.
San Padre Island or whatever.
Right, like Daytona, is that still big? I mean,
Texas, the island, San Pedro Island.
Yeah, and Galveston. What is that called? Is that popular? I don't know.
It was for a long time.
Is Florida even still the most popular state? I don't know. Miami Beach has been very popular, and they decided we're done with this. There's been shootings down there. People have been killed. It's just been, you can see the video, a lot of mayhem in past years. Last year, I guess nobody was shot, but that was because they say the mayor really stepped up a lot of the rules, and they're only stepping them up more now. So essentially, they're making Miami a place that kids don't want to go.
Miami Beach says the breakup with spring break is final.
Some people ask, are you getting back together? No, we're done. We are done.
After fatal shootings and stampedes during spring break 2 years ago, some locals welcoming the new rules to rein in the chaos. But between bag checks, street closures, and limited parking, some tourists feel it's excessive. Officials claim shutting down spring break has actually helped business. But Sherbrooke Hotel owner Mitch Novick says the reality is more complicated.
I had guests who learned about the parking, and unfortunately, they canceled their reservations.
So he's saying guests that weren't spring breakers, because they're charging a $100 flat fee for these parking spaces that aren't closed. They've closed a bunch of the parking areas. Then the areas that aren't closed, they're charging $100 for a lot of these spots. So the businesses are like, yeah, but the people who are coming down here not for spring break, which is what you want. We're trying to not scare those people away, but now they don't want to come down here because of all these other rules. There's DUI checkpoints. They're doing roadside sobriety tests starting at like 7 p.m. Like I said, they closed off a bunch of parking. They've doubled or tripled the cost of a tow if your car does get towed. I think I saw it would cost like a minimum of $500 just to get your car picked up. Just all kinds of stuff. Right. If my kid were going to spring break and they're going to a place like that, I would say don't. Even though it might be safer now because there's all this stuff, don't go where they don't want you.
Right.
Don't go where you're not welcome. If they've got a bunch of cops out there and they're waiting for you to slip up, then don't go. South Padre Island, that's where my girlfriend went for her spring break when we were in high school. I remember that.
Spring break,
Senior break, I mean. Senior. Sorry, she went for her senior break.
Isn't that spring break?
I don't know. I think senior trip you do right after graduation.
Oh, I thought they all went for spring break.
I'm sure they go there for spring break too, possibly. I'm just saying, those were the same destinations. When my brother sold those spring break trips to college kids, I think when he would come sell us on the senior trip things, they were like the same places. Acapulco or whatever, different places in Mexico,
Cancun,
Florida.
A lot of kids
Cancun was a big one. He was based out of Cancun for a while, and whatever the other one is, not too far from Cancun. He talks about that job sometimes.
Oh, yeah, pretty good job.
I mean, he has some stories from that job. His job was to get kids to buy them. But then when he got down there, his job was to like be the MC.
Right.
He was supposed to throw these parties and make sure everyone having a good time, rent the foam machine, or just decide what you want at this party and hang out with all these kids. And at that point, so these kids are, I say kids, they're college kids. They're probably 20, 21, 22, something like that. And he was probably 28, 29.
Perfect.
Oh, man. Can you imagine? He did that for a few years. That would be something else. It's also a job, by the way, just like spring break. If your kid said, I'm going to go work for the spring break company, and this will be my job, where you go, I mean, at 28, nothing you can do about it.
I mean, that sounds
but,
like fun.
Man, if you have any suspicions that your kid may have an addictive gene running in his body, just be a little careful with jobs like that. A pilot walked away from a plane crash. You got to see this video. There's a Cessna-looking thing. I don't know if it's actually Cessna, but it was an old plane. They said it was from the 40s. Trying to land at this airport in New Hampshire. The airport's nearby, I guess, from where this Ring doorbell footage came from. But this plane comes down and just crashes. I mean, it looks like it's going nose first right down into these trees and just, boom, hits the ground. This pilot just gets out of the plane, walks away, doesn't have a scratch on him. Just says, like, man, bummed to see my plane go. I really love that plane, but, you know, I guess I'm glad I'm okay.
The pilot of this plane seen crashing into these woods, miraculously walking away without a scratch.
I'm just glad it could have been worse.
Dave Lennon was practicing takeoffs and landings in his 1946 single-engine plane when he says it stalled.
It started dipping, and I said to myself, oh, no. I was shooting for the end of the runway, and then I just obviously didn't make it, but it was closer to the houses than I thought. And I walked out without a scratch, and I'm fine, and that's all I'll say.
The houses are right there, so you're trying to find a little spot where there aren't houses, trying not to hit a house, but he didn't have much control. It just smashed right into the woods. Did you watch the Black Hawk Down thing yet on Netflix?
No.
Oh, you have no interest?
Not really. Should I? Is that something I'd be interested in?
I don't know. It's a Netflix documentary. I figured you'd watch it. I mean, I know you don't. It's not. If it was a true crime thing, then it would be more like, hey, do you have any interest in watching that?
Yeah.
I guess because it was a documentary and involved Black Hawk Down, that maybe you'd be interested.
I guess I don't know the story.
All I knew is from the movie and what little bit I'd read on Wikipedia.
Yeah. I saw the movie.
I remember reading
they
about
shot
it.
A Black Hawk Down?
They shot a couple of them down. Yeah, in Somalia. But it's just seeing some of those guys and some of them surviving. One of the pilots survived after it crashed, and there's video of those things crashing, and I just don't understand how you could possibly survive. I've seen what the inside of those helicopters look like, and then imagining you're spinning around in that thing at whatever speed they're going and hitting the ground. I mean, I think
he broke his back
or something.
Ask my ChatGPT
about what?
If I would like the movie. It'll tell
me. Like, do you think this would be something I would enjoy? Have you asked it something like that before?
I'm about to write
about
now.
Movies? Oh,
do
not
you
bad.
Think... I would like...
I think it's called Black Hawk Down.
The documentary.
Let's see, Netflix.
Black Hawk.
Pretty sure that's what it's called. Yeah. Surviving Black Hawk Down is what it's called. Snowcone, did you watch it?
I've not yet.
So you will, though? That's something you're interested in?
I almost started it.
Okay. I just thought...
I watched the trailer and it looked pretty good.
If it were not on Netflix, then I wouldn't necessarily expect him to watch it.
That's
but when it's a Netflix thing, I don't know.
That thing was really promoted high on Netflix, and I generally kind of trust her.
It says, I think you'd be into it.
Okay. Well, there you go.
I'll watch it.
They would know a hell of a lot better than me. The halftime show at the Super Bowl the other night, turns out it's the most watched of all time. Now, okay, sure, the game was supposedly the most watched because ratings went up again a little bit. But they said, actually, there were quite a few more people watching the halftime show. Quite a few. There were some extra people watching the halftime show, tuned in just to see that. And, of course, it helped Kendrick Lamar's career in many ways,
the number
of streams and all that stuff for his music. But a lot of people are also talking about those jeans. And I don't know if this is true or not,
but
I'll tell you about the jeans here in a second.
The halftime show that the internet is still talking about. Overnight, it was announced that Kendrick Lamar's performance, now the most watched of all time, 133 million viewers. That's more than watched even the Super Bowl. And streams of Not Like Us are up 430% on Spotify. But the fans online are particularly focused on his outfit and the resurgence of the Y2K bootleg pant trend.
Okay, the bootleg pant trend. Now, this is according to Page Six.
Those are bell bottoms.
They say Kendrick Lamar's jeans that he wore were originally for Timothy Chalamet. And that they are a size 29 women's. That they're, that they're women's jeans, I guess. I feel like that's what they're saying. And that the stylist for Kendrick is the same stylist that Chalamet has. Mm-hmm. And that she got these jeans for Chalamet or something, I don't know. She'd set them aside for Chalamet, she said. And then she was getting Kendrick dressed, and she's like, oh, you know what? These would actually fit. Chalamet is 5'10", but he's very small. Kendrick is 5'5". So they said that might be why the jeans looked so long on him, because they were too long. Now, I don't know anything about how women's sizes work, but they said that they're women's size 29. They did say that Kendrick has a 33 waist. So
I thought women's pants came in like
6, 8, 10. That's right, what I don't understand. They said they're size 29 women's, but that he has a 33 waist. Because I thought, man, if he has a 29 waist, I know he's little. He's small. But that would be really, I guess it wouldn't be that crazy if he's 5'5". But anyhow, that might be why the jeans were longer. And for the people saying, are they bell bottoms? What are they? She said, they are flared surf jean in summer dazed wash. Yeah, if you'd like to go out and buy some of those boot cuts.
Flared jeans before, they were popular.
Yeah. Yeah. Y2K jeans, like that boot cut, you know, kind of baggy thing. That was definitely popular. They're $1,300 jeans if you're interested, which I'm sure everyone is.
The Church of Laszlo. Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.com.